What are you writing there, Andy?
I'm writing a note to the kid that the kid's going to win.
Wait, hold on.
You just wrote a note to the winner of tonight's program?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't...
Because you don't know who it's going to be yet.
Yeah, I need some cans. Yeah, we have a very exciting... It's a Christmas giveaway.
Wow, nice, crisp $100 bill.
$100 bill. I got it at a casino. I recently went to...
Yeah, you got this at a casino?
When you go to an ATM in a casino, they spit out $100 bills.
Fancy anti-counterfeiting stuff.
Thank you very much. It's not. I didn't actually invent it, but it's my bill. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nicely done, Andy.
Thank you. And so some kid listening tonight is going to get this $100 bill. Look what I have here.
Oh, an envelope.
With
an Elvis Presley stamp.
With an Elvis Presley stamp. A first-class stamp. I'm writing a note. Spend it wisely.
I see Andy has written a note that says, Dear Kid.
Congratulations. That's right. I'm putting the $100 bill in the envelope. Now, what kid will get this $100 bill?
I don't know.
At the end of the night, at the 7 o'clock, I'm going to be addressing it with some lucky kid's name.
You're going to hang out and for the winner to call back or the kid's parents to call back at the end of the show? Yeah.
Shoot. Do I have to do that?
Yeah, you do have to do that. I can go home on time, though. And let's define kid.
Okay.
13 and younger?
13?
12 and younger.
12 and 8 months.
Okay. 12 years, 8 months and younger.
And younger, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to hear from a 12-year and 9-month-year-old. They're so snotty. That's a horrible age.
It really is.
That's when it all goes to hell. So if you're 12 years and 8 months or younger, give us a call and tell us why you should get this $100 bill. What do you want to spend it on? Why do you deserve it? What makes you so special? And at the end of the night, I won't be deciding who gets it. Uncle Ken won't be. We have a very objective, very fair, very empathetic producer, right?
Veronica,
and she will be the arbiter. She will be our judge.
She's listening right now.
Yeah, you want to call her and ask what criteria she will be using?
Sure. You got her number?
I do. Wait, hold on. I do. Just quit screaming. Oh my God, it never ends with you.
And what do you want? What do you think? You want a sob story? You want a creative idea?
Well, it's all up to Veronica.
Okay.
I would. You know, the most important thing for me is that we hear from about a dozen kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 11 of them
We did. We did
11
something.
Of them. Their dreams will be crushed.
We did. Yeah. Right. That's
this. This we're only giving one prize away. Right.
You want to crush dreams.
I want to teach a life lesson, an invaluable life lesson.
So you want these
a
kids
a priceless to, life lesson.
You want them to break down and have a tantrum after the show is over.
No, I want them to do a little growing up after the show. By the way, I think this is a lesson that you should have and maybe could have learned as a youngster. It's a good lesson to learn.
Oh, I learned this lesson.
Life is full of disappointment.
Yeah.
Life will break your heart.
Yep. What I want is parents to record the tantrum that your kid has after they lose tonight's
But
program.
No, they won't. Maybe they won't lose. Maybe some kid will get $100.
Well, most of the kids are going to lose. That's why
one kid is going to get $100.
That's why you wanted to do this.
Focus on the positive.
The amazing thing is,
it could be you. 201-209-9368. Why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you join this lottery? It's our $100 Christmas giveaway.
I want a
give it a shot.
I want a parent.
I think
to take a video of
the
kid,
that's
crying his eyes out and send it to you. And then you're going to feel so terrible because that's the way you are. You do this. You do this incredibly cruel thing.
Yeah.
And because the results are at arm's length, and you never have to experience this kid having a tantrum. You feel fine about it.
Yeah.
But the second you actually see the damage that you've done, you feel terrible.
That's
it's the
true.
Weirdest thing. This happens with you over and over again.
But hitting play is optional. Well, who says I'm going to hit play? Send me all the videos you want. I love receiving videos. I haven't watched one in years, but I love receiving them. Hey, here's Veronica's number. She's our judge. She's our arbiter. Why aren't you blaming her?
Because you put both of us up to this.
Hey, if you're a kid and you think you can handle the competition, if you can take it, we'd love to hear from you. A 12-and-a-half-year-old or under, I have a $100 bill. Ken saw it.
Crisp.
It's a crisp new one. Hey, Veronica, do I have to tell her she's on the air?
No.
Why don't I have to tell her she's on the air?
Because I think she knows she's on the air.
But how do you assume that?
I'm assuming.
Veronica, are you allowed to assume?
Veronica, did you know you were on the air?
Yeah, I guess you did.
I did, yeah.
Yes, see, she knew.
Okay. Hey, Veronica, so we're giving a $100 bill away to one, but here's the catch, only one child. There's only one prize to give away. It's not one of those birthday party deals where everyone gets a door prize. We're giving away one and only one prize.
I thought that it was $127.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was supposed to be $127.
Exactly. Didn't I tell you it was $127?
Yeah, you told both of us.
Then the first lesson has been successful. Your first life lesson has been successful. The life lesson is it's never $127. It's always less.
Can I put in $27?
You put in whatever you want. Why does it matter? $100 is not enough for the winner? It's all going to one kid.
We did say.
Oh, for the love of God. No,
yeah, we said it in the email.
Then this is a great lesson. It's we're reneging on our offer, but it's still a pretty good offer. This is all good. It's all positive.
It is a crisp holographic anti-counterfeited $100.
It's a character building show. Long overdue. We're going to teach the brats a little something. So, hey, Veronica, what criteria will you use? We're going to hear from kids. They're going to tell us why they deserve the $100, what they would do with the $100. What criteria would you use? What are you looking for in a phone call?
I'm looking, the money will be awarded to the most winning child.
Right. And what qualities would you look for? Sincerity?
You know, I don't want to narrow it down too much.
Okay.
Are you
looking for...
She's looking for a winner.
Are you looking for someone that has a good reason that needs $100 more than others? Or are you looking for someone that has a very creative plan to spend it? Or you don't know yet?
Yes.
I think she's looking for a winner.
And she'll know it when she hears it.
They don't have to win at things in life, but they have to tell a winning story.
Right. It's kind of like what you're saying is, it's kind of like crappy radio. It's hard to define, but you know it when you hear it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So you'll know a winning child story when you hear it.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Okay. And you'll be keeping track at home?
Yes.
And
I'm actually at work, but I will be listening.
Oh, okay.
I think, Veronica, I think you'd have a hard time resisting a really true sob story.
But if it's too sobby, that's kind of off-putting.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. What do you think, Veronica? I don't want to hear sob stories.
Well, I think that is right. A good sob story.
Yeah, if it was real, if it had the ring of truth.
Touch me and win me over.
Yeah.
If it had the ring of truth.
When was the last time any element on any show on this station had the ring of truth? You'd have to go back to the 60s, to Uppsala or something.
But, you know, if it's too big a sob story, then I might feel that it's out of the scope
of health at
$100.
Exactly. $100 almost would be wasted. It would be worse because they'd get their hopes up, but it really wouldn't help them.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not talking about leukemia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, leukemia.
Talk about losing... You know, losing something that they want to replace, that might be a...
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
I think there's a fatal flaw here. I don't think a single kid is going to call, Andy.
You don't?
No.
You think I scared them?
It's too mean. This is
What is too mean about it? You could win $100. Do you not play the lottery because you might lose?
Exactly.
Do you not go... I've seen you go to Atlantic City. You know there's a chance that you'll lose. In fact, there's a probability that you'll lose.
I went with you and we got in trouble. Yeah,
Veronica, do you play the lottery?
No.
Do you ever gamble? Do you go to the casinos?
No, not really.
I've proven my point.
You say that you got this $100 bill at a casino.
I was at a casino a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, in Atlantic City.
I was. I was there not to gamble. I was there for
a convention,
a toy convention.
Oh, for the toy thing.
Yeah. For the toy
thing. Man.
Yeah. But while I was there, I played a few games. Well, it's not really gambling with me because I have a system, it's not technically gambling.
I've seen your system.
It's not even fun anymore. I just win.
I saw you get a pit boss fired.
That made it fun.
No, it really happened, Veronica.
No one got fired.
It did.
No one got fired.
You got two people fired.
What the heck happened?
No one got fired.
You got two people removed from their posts.
Well, they always rotate those guys. That's not getting fired. Those guys are rotated every 4 minutes.
It looked to me like both of them were getting the axe.
Oh, it's like...
I was there. It was because, you know what?
The FMU schedule. They just rotated around just because the boss likes to see people squirm.
I went to a casino in Atlantic City with Andy, and we got in trouble, and the pit boss and the dealer both got removed because Andy was trying to look at my cards and urging me to look at his cards.
I don't recall that.
Yes, that was why. Yeah, they do.
No, but I explained that Ken and I are friends and we're radio partners. I explained it, and they were cool.
No, they weren't cool.
Well, they didn't let me finish my explanation. Didn't listen to the whole
explanation.
Because
first Andy is like trying to cheat, and the next thing we know, he gets dealt a full house. And bells and whistles go off. Boom. That's it. They fired the dealer and the pit boss right then. Right there.
They didn't fire.
They fired them. They were crying.
Well, then give him a show. Give him a show.
The dealer, Renee, she was crying.
You remembered her name?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, she was crying.
Yeah, that was the highlight of my trip. Yeah.
And that's what Andy's after every week. Tonight he wants to make kids cry.
I know. I thought Andy only made children cry.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, Veronica. Kids are child's play now. I mean, no pun intended. I can make almost anyone cry. It's kind of like a party trick.
Oh, and it's so great when
kind of like my trademark move.
Yeah, so please, parents, call up.
But I won't make kids cry. Look, a kid could win. Hey, I have $100.
We have a kid. We have a kid.
Okay.
Okay, Veronica, we're going to say goodbye.
Okay,
stay
Veronica,
tuned.
Be listening. Hey, if only one kid calls, this kid will get the $100.
Yes.
By default.
It's Kestrel in Brooklyn.
Do you know this kid?
No. Hey, Kestrel.
Hi.
Hi, Kestrel. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
I guess your mom and dad were
exciting.
Listening to the... Oh, I know. Your mom and dad were listening to the show. Hey, we're giving away... We think kids get a raw deal. They don't have ways to make as much money as grown-ups. And but
that's for sure.
But they like to buy things, and they like to own things, and it just doesn't seem fair. So we're giving one kid $100 tonight.
That's cool.
Do you wish it was you?
Of course, but how? I know some other kids need it more than me.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. It sounds like you have such a good heart. How old are you?
9 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds like you certainly have your heart in the right place. Now, if you did get the $100, what would you do with it?
Well, I would give it to some sources that needed help.
Oh, you would give like some of it to charity. People. Oh.
And I would also buy some toys to keep my brain active. And I might buy some gifts for my friends or something.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, $100. You could buy a lot of different things. I didn't even think of that. And so you would give some to charity, and then you would buy some toys that would be very positive toys that you could interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Kestrel, you sound like such a great kid. Andy, you really should just give Kestrel $100.
Well, right now she's the only kid that called. So guess what, Kestrel? Right now, you're in the lead. If nobody else calls, then you would get this $100. So if I were you, I would pray and pray and pray for some kind of blackout or some kind of phone problem, and then nobody else could call.
Well, that wouldn't be sort of fair.
Oh, boy, you're like an angel.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't know what to do with a kid this nice and good.
How can you do this to Kestrel?
I think Kestrel's in the lead. She's going to get $100. How can I do this to Kestrel? I'm on her side. She sounds great, and right now she's in the lead. She's the first call, and I think, Kestrel, your mom and dad should be very proud
of you. Kestrel's such a great kid.
I would give it to Kestrel.
I'm going
to
be brokenhearted if Kestrel doesn't win. You have to.
She is in the lead.
You should promise her.
I can't promise you $100. It's not up to me. It's up to that wicked, wicked Veronica, that wicked witch in Brooklyn. But I'm on your side.
I'm on your side, Kestrel.
Kestrel. And thank you so much for calling. That was Kestrel, ladies and
Kestrel,
gentlemen.
Kestrel.
9-year-old Kestrel.
Keep listening, and at the end of the show, we're going to announce who wins, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right
thanks
now,
lot,
just based on what we've heard so far.
Bye, Kestrel. I love you.
I love you, too. Based on what we've heard
you more.
You probably
Kestrel,
do love
Kestrel, I love
her
you more than Andy.
Well, 1 to 10, how much do you love her?
10.
Oh, I'm at a 5.
Yeah.
All right, so you're right.
Bye,
okay,
Kestrel.
You love her more. We are... We're giving away $100 to whichever child Veronica chooses, and her criteria, she has a pretty wide criteria. She's going to consider
that was winning.
A lot of factors.
My God!
Well, right now she is in the lead, and I can see why. She is a sweetheart, very well brought up, very well spoken young lady.
Kestrel was amazing.
You know she's only 9, Ken.
I know,
and you're a married man.
She's an amazing kid.
Oh, my God.
Don't go there tonight. Don't go there on this show. How can you do such a thing?
I'm just saying. At ease, partner. At ease.
We have another kid on the line.
Oh, great. We're at 201-209-9368. There's a $100 bill in this envelope.
Cleo.
We're going to be sending it to one child. Hi, Cleo.
Cleo, welcome to 7 Second Delay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how old are you, Cleo?
I'm 9.
9. Oh, very much like our last caller. And... Where do you live, Cleo?
Jersey City.
Oh, you're a neighbor of ours. I think that's a very big plus.
I'm
going to factor that in, and I hope Veronica does too. But she's so unpredictable. You know, she drinks pretty heavily this time of night. There's no telling what she's thinking.
Veronica doesn't drink.
Oh, that's right. Veronica doesn't drink. I'm sorry. Hey, Cleo. We have $100 that we're giving away. What would you do with that $100?
Well, I think I might probably donate part of it to, like, charities and stuff because I really like birds, so I might do a little bit for that.
For your bird?
No, as a charity, maybe to the Audubon Society.
Oh, okay.
Right, Cleo?
Yeah.
A bird charity, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now, tell me why you think birds might need your help. Are there some birds that are in trouble?
Yeah, the California condor, they're extinct in the wild.
Wow.
Right.
Those are big birds.
Can I tell you something about the California condor? They are delicious. Delicious birds.
How can you say?
Okay.
Kind of a spicy, they have a little spicy aftertaste. Delicious. But very, very hard to find. You know, they're illegal, so you have to go to very special restaurants. Love them. Well, I agree with you, Cleo. They're fantastic birds.
Mm-hmm. And then also I might donate some to WFMU.
Yes!
WFMU, yes.
What does that stand for?
Well, I don't know what it stands for, but it's you mean just as to even out the karma. You give it to a good cause, and then you give an equal amount to WFMU.
You should promise Cleo $100.
I think Cleo, you know what? Cleo, right now, I'm persuaded you would definitely be way up there. If it was up to me, I love you, and I think everything you said is wonderful. I hope you put a little of the money aside for yourself, buy yourself a little something fun.
Yeah, I probably will, and then I'll probably share some with my brother.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's just fantastic. Cleo, it has been such an honor to meet you. Your parents should be very proud of you. If it was up to me, I'm glad it's not up to me because this is a very tough decision.
You owe all these kids $100.
I wish I could. I only have $100, and you know that mean old Veronica in Brooklyn. It's going to be up to her at the end of the show.
You put her up to this.
I don't know how she's going to decide. Thank you much, Cleo.
Cleo, this is all on Andy.
Thank you, Cleo.
All on him.
I think, Cleo, you have a good shot at this. Keep listening. It's a great way, by the way, to keep the kids listening till the end.
But I love
Nobody's
it,
tuning out. None of these kids. This is a brilliant. Thanks,
Cleo. Thanks for calling us.
201-209-9368. I wish we did have money or prizes for everyone, but we don't. Only one of these very deserving kids is going to go home with the prize. And what are the other kids going to get, Ken?
Bupkis.
Bupkis. And that Bupkis will come special delivery right to your doorstep.
I want video of the kids crying who lose. I will make Andy watch it.
They know going in, number one, it's not up to me. It's not up to me. And number two, they know the odds are, not in their favor.
Well, right now the odds are 50-50.
Right. It's between
two people. It's Kestrel
and Cleo. Very deserving, very sweet young ladies.
Well, we have kid number three on the line.
Okay, great.
It's Xavier in Hoboken. Hi.
Hi, Xavier.
Hello.
Hey, Xavier, did you know that Ken lives in Hoboken? That you guys are neighbors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's a big plus. Hey, Xavier, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. 12 in how many months?
12 and, let me see.
When are you going to be?
12 and 5 months. Whew. You're right under the wire.
Wow.
So you'll be one of our oldest calls. Now, we have $100 we're giving, but only to one child. Do you understand that, right, Xavier?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you deserve the $100 bill?
Because I'd like to spend it.
Well, now that's refreshing and very honest.
What would you like to spend it on?
Planes for my die-cast plane collection.
Planes?
You know what? This kid is so candid and honest and human. He's spending it on something he himself loves, right? You have a hobby,
yep.
Right? What is your hobby?
Collecting die-cast planes.
Die-cast
planes. Do they actually fly?
No,
those are model. Those are plastic model planes. You glue them together.
Okay.
And each plane takes you a long time to do, doesn't it, Xavier?
Well, actually, no. The die-cast planes are already built.
Oh, I see. And then is there anything you have to do? Do you have to paint them?
No, I just like to play with them.
And what kind of planes are your favorite? Like, tell me about your favorite plane. Like, for example, if there was, God forbid, a fire in your house, which plane would you grab first?
The Spitfire.
What would you say first?
The Spitfire.
Oh, that would be ironic because of the fire in the name?
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah. I like commercial planes best. So
commercial planes. Oh.
And do you dream about being a pilot?
Not really, but I like flying.
You like flying? You mean you like being a passenger?
Yes.
Well, that's a good job if you can get that job, being a plane passenger, when you get older.
Mm-hmm. Some people do that.
That's a hard job to get.
Yeah.
Nice work if you can get it. Your Uncle Andy would very much like you to become a pilot. Would you do that for me, please?
Maybe.
I've never asked you anything before. Please.
You really should do it, Xavier.
Devote your life to flying and being a pilot.
Maybe.
Okay, as a maybe. The door's not closed. Very nice. So, Xavier, I'm very impressed with you. You may be the most honest caller we've had. You want to spend the money on your own hobby, on your own passion.
Yep.
You know what? I think I've met my soulmate, and his name is Xavier. I like him very much. And Xavier, you're right up there. It's not up to me. It's up to Veronica.
And Xavier, you know you only have a 1 in 3 chance right now, and a lot of people are calling. Yeah. So by half an hour from now, it might only be like a 1 in 10 chance.
We don't know. And you never know. Like, it's been an hour. You don't know which. You don't know when Veronica is sober, when she is able to focus on the radio show.
And Xavier,
she might be blacked out for part of it. You never know.
You know that Andy's doing this just to be mean, right?
Like, how am I being mean? It's $100. How am I being mean?
Xavier,
what are you putting up? What are you giving anybody? I'm giving somebody $100.
I'm not raising false hopes.
I'm being completely transparent. I'm not lying to these kids. Xavier.
Oh, yes,
Xavier,
you are.
Who's being, mm-hmm. Xavier, do you think I'm being mean?
No, not very much.
Not very much. I'm being very, I'm straight up transparent and honest with these kids. Xavier appreciates it. Thank you, Xavier.
You're
welcome.
You told Xavier.
I'm on the same phone. Just letting you know.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Xavier. You tell every kid that they're going to win.
I think he has a great chance. I really appreciate his candor.
Yeah.
And I think he's in the running. It's not up to me. It's up to Veronica.
Okay, we are looking for kids.
The wicked, wicked, wicked witch 12, of Brooklyn.
12 and a half or younger.
How will she decide?
Who want to win a $100 bill.
She has to have a black heart to disappoint all these kids.
Andy just wants to break lots of kids' hearts.
It's not up to me. It's not up to me. I didn't make the rules. Well,
yes,
yeah, I kind of did.
You did make the rules. You put up the money. You convinced me and Veronica to go along with this foul.
These
idea.
Kids are calling. They understand the odds. How do you explain that phone bank? Full up.
Full up.
201-209-9368. These kids understand the odds going in.
All right. Kid number 4, Daisy.
I love these kids. Hey, Daisy.
Daisy
thanks
in
for
Tulsa.
Calling.
Hi, oh. Daisy.
Hello.
Hi, Daisy. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
We're so glad that you called. You live in Tulsa?
Yeah.
That's so far from us, but we're so glad we have friends in Tulsa.
Have you ever been to Tulsa, Andy?
I've never been to Tulsa. Mm. Have you ever been to New York City, Daisy?
No.
That was a tough one.
Daisy, how old are you?
10.
10 is a great age. Hey, Daisy, we're giving away $100 later. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would you do with $100 if you got the money from us?
I would use it for my church, for the angel tree, and buy gifts for my family for Christmas.
For the angel tree. What exactly is an angel tree? I know, of course, but Ken.
I know. I know what the angel tree
Ken
is.
Ken is sort of what we call a heathen and doesn't know this.
Daisy,
stuff.
I know what an angel tree is, but Andy obviously doesn't, and he wants you to
please
explain
tell
it
me,
to
Daisy,
him.
What is an angel tree?
What do you think an angel tree is, Andy?
Sounds diabolical. What is an angel tree, Daisy?
It's a Christmas tree with a bunch of angels on it.
No.
Oh.
No.
Close? Am I warm?
I think it's in your church. It's for charity, right, Daisy?
Nope.
Nope, we're both wrong. Huh.
Daisy, I think it sounds like your heart is in the right place.
But Daisy,
and
I have
we're gonna
to
say and you know what? From Ken and I, we're gonna say Merry Christmas to you. I think you're gonna have a wonderful Christmas.
And Daisy, I just have to let you know that Andy's kind of...
You might not win, but we hope you do. You have to keep listening, okay? It's not up to us. It's up to Veronica, okay?
Okay.
Andy made
okay.
Veronica do it.
Right.
Daisy.
Veronica, our godless friend in Brooklyn. Thank you for calling, Daisy.
Thanks a lot for calling, Daisy. Bye.
Okay. Boy, this is... I think it's a four-way tie. I don't know how Veronica's going to decide.
Kestrel, Cleo,
Xavier, and now Daisy.
And Daisy.
All she wants is to give some money to the angel tree, Ken.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, she wants to give it to her church.
Oh, my God. God bless her. My heart swells.
Buy a Christmas present for her parents.
All these people are better people than I am.
I know.
They're better people than me.
Way better.
I know.
There's like no competition.
I now have hope for the future of our planet.
All right. We're going on to our next.
Thank you for calling. 201-209-9368. We have a $100 bill, and we're giving it to some child out there, 12 and a half or younger.
Okay, we're on the air with Jackson now. Hi, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And where do you live, Jackson?
I live live in Warwick, New York.
Oh, okay.
The Warwick Drive-In.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ken and I both have been there and love that place.
Yeah, I love the Warwick
I love that whole area. It's beautiful up there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Jackson, we have $100 we're giving to one of our younger listeners, and it might be you. What would you do with it if you won the $100?
I donate part of my money to a terrific association called Coloring for Chemo. It's a charity for people undergoing chemotherapy. And I donate the rest of my money to the Lions Club. And I don't know what charity they're currently funding right now, but they do many different charities every year. So.
Jackson, your parents should be very proud of you. I really admire that. Now, let me ask you this. Suppose there was a little money left over. Are you hoping there's a few dollars left over for yourself?
Maybe like 5, maybe 10.
Then what would you do with that $5 or $10?
I just save it up to see if I could get something big later, like a phone maybe.
Oh, I see. You'd start to save up for your own phone.
Yeah.
Have you been saving already?
He's been doing chores.
I guess you could call it a larger investment of like $200, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
And Jackson, do you do chores around the house?
Yeah, sometimes.
And what chores do you have to do tonight before bedtime?
Make my bed usually. Sometimes I sweep the floors and clean the table off after dinner.
Hey, my kids did that once. It was very exciting to watch.
Andy, hey. Andy's never done that.
No, I've never done that, but I have hired people to do it, and I supervise. I make sure they don't miss the crumbs. Hey, Jackson, it's been so great talking to you.
Jackson,
you sound like a great kid.
That's hard to beat. A chemotherapy charity and a
Lions Club and a little bit for himself. And we know.
And only keeping $5 for himself and then he wants to save it. This is hard to beat.
That's fantastic.
But Jackson, you know that Andy's only doing this to be mean.
No. Jackson, you know.
That was
obvious. Thank you, Jackson.
I'm just saying, just like in real life, Jackson, just like every adult has to learn, there are no guarantees in life. Even if you really want something, that doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Jackson has vindicated me.
We have given you, even if you don't win, Jackson, a priceless, priceless gift tonight.
Jackson sees right through you, Andy.
How do you explain that full phone bank? I've never seen the phone bank light up like that. 201-209-9368. These kids understand what's going on. They know there's no guarantees.
Thanks, Jackson. I'm really sorry if you don't win.
It's okay.
Andy's such a, you know...
Jackson, I think you have a good shot. I think all your answers were perfect.
Thanks for calling us.
It's not up to me.
And great answers.
It's not up to me. I just hope to God that Veronica's sober enough
to make the right decision. It's a 1 in 5 chance. We have 5 kids in the running for the $100 prize tonight. And, you know, by 7 o'clock, it's going to be like a 1 in 10 or 1 in 12 chance.
It's still worth it. It's still worth the chance. As you can see, the phone bank is lit up. 201-209-9368. If you're 12 and a half or younger... we'd love to hear your story.
And I think we have Max on the line now.
Hey, Max, thanks for calling.
Oh, hi.
How old are you?
I'm 8 and almost 9.
Almost 9. Well, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. I love the show.
That means my favorite show. That means a lot to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Oh, thanks a lot, Max.
It's inexplicable. We don't really program it for young people, but it means a lot that young people are listening.
I know what you're going to ask. I listened to some other people. You're going to ask, what would you do with the money?
Yeah. That's it. That's the big question, Max.
And what is your answer, Max? You've had a little time to think about it, right?
Well, I'm going to donate, like, some of it. Well, I heard lots of people would. And the rest, well, there's, like, a very small chance. Like, 100 people... would be doing it, and I'm just like one of them.
Right, you're saying that the odds of you winning are not that great. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true, but it's still exciting to try, right? We admire you that you're trying.
Yeah, you have like a one in six chance.
Yeah, there's 6 or 7 other people, but you'd give some to charity, but some it sounds like you want to keep a little bit for yourself, which I think is cool. What would you do with the money that you kept for yourself?
I would save it up for something, like a phone, iPad.
Oh, a phone, yeah. Every kid wants their own phone.
I think he said a phone or a Bible.
A phone or a Bible. Oh, my gosh. You can't beat that.
Is that what you said, Max? A phone or a Bible?
I like your ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what would be great is you could carve out the pages of the Bible and use it as a phone holder. You can carry your phone in the Bible.
That's a horrible idea, Andy.
Why? Then you have both. You have the Bible and a phone.
And you're desecrating.
You don't have to carry two things at once.
That's not even funny to talk about desecrating a holy book.
What?
You're talking about desecrating the Holy Bible.
Well, for a positive purpose, for the greater good. It'll keep your phone dry in the rain.
How about we carve up your Torah, the one that you keep in your living room?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, I would find that offensive. Oh, I see what you're saying. I would find that offensive, and other people would find the Bible offensive.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I get it now.
Okay.
Hey, Max, you answered all the questions perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you did great, and I think your parents should be very proud of you.
Please don't be upset if you don't win, Max.
I won't.
But you might win. I think you have a really good chance, as good as anybody.
I mean, but you did a great phone call, though. You did a really great job on the air with us.
You might win. I think it could be you. I have this feeling.
Stop
Uncle
it.
Andy has
Stop
a feeling.
It. Oh, my.
What? I have a feeling. Oh, I'm not allowed to have a feeling.
Max, Andy is messing
up. You don't think he deserves to win? Tell him that, Ken.
Every kid.
Tell him that, Ken.
Every one of these kids.
You don't have a feeling about Max? I don't know why he doesn't,
You
Max.
Should give each one of these kids $100. And you can easily afford it. You have a new toy hitting the market.
Yeah, a new toy.
I saw
yeah, that's money in the bank. my new toy.
Hey, Max, thanks for calling us.
I have a new toy.
Yeah, you do have a new toy. You showed me the video before the show. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's a blue chip stock.
You are going to make so much money on this.
We'll see. From your lips to God's ass.
Every one of these. Your tally right now would only be $600.
No, my tally is 100. One kid is going to get it. Everybody knows the rules going in.
I think you should give
it. Ken, you've got to give these kids more credit. They know going in that only one kid will get it. And they also know that it won't be me. It won't be me.
It won't be you deciding.
It'll be the wicked, wicked witch in Brooklyn. How will she decide? She has to have a heart as black as coal.
I don't know how you can...
Okay, let's talk to another kid.
Hey, Luke, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Luke. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Luke, we're so glad you called. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. So, if I got $100, I'd probably use it for use.
What would you do?
Spend on multiple things, video games.
Video games, okay.
Video games, like every normal kid. I love that.
He's normal, okay.
It's 2016. Almost everybody in this country has a video game.
Yeah.
Exactly. Luke, if you're anything like my son Evan, you probably know which video game you would want. Video games are very expensive now, Ken.
Yeah, $60 for box and CD.
Wow, so you could only get like two games, huh, Luke?
I would probably just buy one, and I play them. I go every Friday night inside Mag's Magic, so I'd probably buy a couple packs.
Oh, uh-huh. He plays Magic. He plays Magic too. Yeah, maybe you could buy some really good cards. What Magic card would you get if you had some extra money?
Well, you can't really buy the card. You get the pack, and what I did was I went. I have $20, I go there, I buy my ticket to play, 15, and I have the extra money, I buy a pack, and I slap on this guy's face. And it's good luck, and then I got, like, their cards.
Wow.
That was good luck. Well, you know what? Maybe you'll have some more good luck tonight. Luke, it's been great meeting you, and we thank you so much for calling. I have a good feeling about Luke.
Luke.
I have a good feeling about you, son.
Luke. Only one person's going to win.
But it might be you. I have to say, I have a good feeling.
And
my parents are very big fans of the show. They think you're really funny. Oh,
that means a lot.
Thank you, Luke's parents, and I'm sorry to all the
parents.
We're
going to write that down. Hey, that's a big plus. The parents are fans.
Apologize to Kestrel's parents and Cleo's parents. And
we should give extra points to parents who are fans of ours, and also if there are any moms wearing bikinis.
That's not something a feminist man would say.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm taking a little break from that feminism
stuff. Oh, you're taking... Oh, now that...
Just a two-week kind of respite.
I see. Celebrating. Celebrating Trump's election.
So if your parents are fans of the show or if your mom's in a bikini, that's a big plus. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call, Luke.
Thank you guys.
Sure, okay. Thanks so much. Hey, we're at...
I can't wait for Feminist Andy to come back.
He'll be back. Take a little break. Wait, you don't take a break from Feminist Ken? You don't hit those strip clubs? Take a little vacation? 201-209-9368. Hey, we have a $100 bill. Here's the $100 bill. Here's the envelope. It's a real thing.
It is real.
I just got to know who to send it to. Veronica will tell me, and she'll be deciding in just 10 minutes.
Maisie, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Maisie.
Hi, Maisie. How old are you?
9.
That's a perfect age. Where are you calling from?
Hoboken.
Hoboken, you're a neighbor of ours. We're so glad you called. Now, you've been listening. Well, you know we have $100, but only one child can get it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
It might be you, though. It might be you. Hey, if you got the $100, what would you do with it?
I would buy a sewing machine.
Ooh.
Oh, that. What would you do with a sewing machine?
What do you think, Andy?
Well, I guess sell it on eBay and buy drugs with it, I guess. With the money, with the profits.
I could use it to make Christmas presents for my friends.
A sewing machine to make Christmas presents. You feel terrible, Ken?
Don't I feel terrible?
She might, because the odds of this girl getting this gift, she so deserves it, is now 1 in 10.
This whole thing was your idea. Maisie, that's such
I think
a great
that would be wonderful.
Idea.
That is a great idea. Do you know how to sew? Who taught you how to sew?
I know how to sew. My birthday party was how to sew, and I learned how to sew then.
Oh, you learned how to sew after your birthday party.
Oh, man, sewing is so cool, Maisie.
And I bet everybody in your family would love to receive something that you made yourself.
Probably not my brother.
What kind?
Oh, except for your brother. No, there's no satisfying him.
What kind of stuff do you make, Maisie?
Usually I'll make, stuffed animals.
A stuffed animal, huh?
Hey, maybe she'll make you one. You can hide your stash in it.
Mm-hmm.
You should make Uncle Ken a stuffed animal. Maisie, I think it's going to... I think I have a good feeling about you, kid. I just do. I have a feeling about Maisie.
Maisie, Andy's trying to get your hopes up.
No. I'm just saying... I'm glad you called. You're in the running. It's not up to me to decide.
And Maisie, this was a great phone call, and it's a great idea what you want to do with it.
Thanks for calling, Maisie. Keep listening. Maybe you'll be the winner.
And now, Andy.
It's up to Aunt Veronica.
A voice from...
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Hey, I know I'm not going to win, but I'm just going to say that if I had $100, I would invest it in Apple. Because it's near Christmas. Everybody's getting... everybody's getting iPhones and iPads. I'm just going to double it, maybe triple it. It's so easy.
You know, Evan, that is a great idea. You know who these...
I don't know. I think Apple's kind of overpriced right now.
That, I'm telling you, that is Harry, age 10. That is your son,
yes,
Ken. That is, I mean, I'm just having flashbacks.
It's
that
high,
is the...
I don't know, Evan, what's the...
And give it to you.
Oh, give it to us.
Yeah.
Well, now, hey, a little kickback.
No, I would give it to Dad, which will return, give it me double the profit.
Oh, you mean if you invest in Apple?
And then invest in you.
And then invest in me.
Yeah, invest in Uncle Andy toys.
He's seen my Diablo toy.
Yeah, I would invest in the Diablo toy.
Or you can invest in Uncle Ken's that has a business too.
Evan, doesn't the Diablo toy look great?
No.
No?
Well, he's hard to please.
You don't like it? I love that video.
You can't play with it.
Well, because it has dirty words.
Well, there's a family-friendly version.
I'll have to get the family-friendly
version.
Have
you not let Evan see the video?
Yeah, he hasn't seen the video. It has dirty words in it.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually debated whether to let you see it.
Evan, you have to get your dad to show you the video. It is hilarious.
Oh, you're being sweet. Thanks, Uncle Ken.
And poop happens.
Yeah, I won't even let him say the name of that game. Hey, Evan, thanks for calling, but you know what? I'm afraid you can't be eligible because your blood.
Kids
to
other kids to get the dance, Molly.
Oh, wait. No, Molly is eligible, but except Molly, of course, because you're family. I don't think you can win.
Isn't it unfair that you... Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey. You know you can't win because, you know, your blood. Because Ken or I could be your father. But what would you do with the $100?
Probably put it
so I don't starve in college.
You know what? Molly gets an allowance every week, and she doesn't touch it. She's so disciplined.
She puts it in
about,
the bank?
She's so disciplined about money. Wow. I wish I had her discipline.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job saving Molly.
Evan goes through it.
Kid, they're all probably going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
But Molly, don't you think that it's time they learn?
You can afford it.
Molly, they're learning a valuable lesson, a lesson that's worth a lot more than $100.
Don't trust Andy.
Yeah, don't trust Andy. That's what they're learning.
Yeah, Molly, don't you think this is a little mean on your dad's part?
Yeah.
Oh, I never denied it was a little mean. It's just not very mean. It's a lot less meaner than it could be.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Molly. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Molly. Bye.
Who has the cutest two kids of all the kids? I would say me. 201-209-9368. But I would agree they're not in the running. Can't be eligible.
Yeah.
Who's next? Let's take two more calls, okay. And then it's up to Veronica.
ISO, hi.
Hi, ISO. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
How old are you?
Eight.
That's a great age. And ISO, what town do you live in?
Hoboken.
Oh, you're a neighbor. You live right near us.
Cool. That's right.
Now, Isa, you've been listening, and you know that we have $100 to give to some child, and that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yep.
But not every child can win. Only one can win. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
But I hope it could be you.
Could be.
What would you do if you won the $100, Isa?
I would give it to my church because they need to restore all their things, and I would also help my brother with his collection.
You would give it to your church. God bless them, especially this time of year. They could probably use it.
Yeah, churches need money.
And they're restoring. It sounds like they're undergoing some restoration. Very, very expensive, I bet. And then, what would your brother do with the money? What kind of collections does he have?
He has different ones. He likes to collect planes.
Okay. Well, ISO, planes cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of them cost millions of dollars. Not real planes. Ken. Toy planes.
Toy planes.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Well, that's the second person who wanted to get toy planes.
And ISO, do you, if there was any money left over, would you spend anything on yourself?
I would get toys for myself.
Toys.
Good choice.
Yep.
Kids love toys.
Toys are good.
ISO, you know, you this has been a great phone call. You said everything right, and I have to tell you something. I have a feeling.
No,
I have
you
a feeling
don't.
About
Stop.
You.
Stop it.
I have a feeling. Oh, I guess Ken doesn't have a feeling about you. But I do, ISO. And we're going to see who wins when we call Veronica in a few minutes.
Okay,
thank you, ISO.
Bye, ISO. Thanks for calling
us. We have time for one more child.
You make me feel so hard.
Why? I kind of have a feeling.
You're getting all these kids' hopes up. This is the meanest.
Am I?
Yeah, this is like.
Am I?
Yeah, the meanest thing you've ever done.
I'm just being honest. When I have a feeling about a kid, I have to
You say
that
to every kid.
You know, now in hindsight, I realize why it's true. I have said that maybe too often.
You've said
I'm realizing now you're right.
To every single kid.
I'm realizing now. I'm playing it back through my head. Yes, I said it too often.
All right, our last contestant of the evening, it's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling. How old are you?
I'm 8.
Cindy, I'm so glad you called. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Fantastic. Well, that's near Veronica, and she's our judge tonight.
Andy, Cindy's 8. She's not 4.
I can talk to her like a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Because she's 8.
Yeah.
Hey, Cindy, you know, we have $100. We have a $100 bill.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes my dad, he takes me to watch the horse racing with him, and he says that if I get the $100, there's a race on Friday. It's at noon, but if we go, and we can go, like, he'll just take me out of school, like, right when lunch is happening.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Aqueduct, and there's this horse. Its name is Mambo at the Gym, and the odds are 8-1. So if you give me $100,
exactly.
And Mambo at the Gym wins.
That's $800.
$800!
And wait, it doesn't even end there. $800, and you miss school.
I'd be able to go to the first part of school, and then we'd just go watch the horses.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a perfect day with your dad. You're bonding with your dad. Your degenerate dad. you have a day at the horse race, horse track.
At the aqueduct. It's such a great atmosphere.
You love horses. You love being with your dad. And you're gonna walk home with $800.
The aqueduct is the happiest place on earth.
It will be for them.
I really like the ones from Kentucky are always the best. And Mambo at the Gym is from Kentucky.
At the Gym. I have a good, you know what? Can I tell you something?
8-1.
I have a good feeling about Mambo at the Gym. I have a good feeling about this horse. I'm a little tingling about this horse.
Cindy, this race with Mambo at the Gym is this Friday at noon?
Yeah, it's at 12:20.
12:20.
It's the first race.
Well, we should encourage every parent listening to take their kids out of school and meet you at the aqueduct.
And everybody should put money on Mambo at the Gym.
I have a good feeling about Mambo at the Gym. I'm never wrong. I've only had this feeling 4 times before, Cindy, and I've been right every time.
That's not true. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a complete fabrication. Cindy, thank you so much for calling. And now we're going to find out who the winner is, okay?
Great call, Cindy.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, we should get Veronica on the phone and then review with her very quickly.
Man, oh man.
This has been great. How would you ever decide?
I don't know how you can decide.
We'd have to review. We'd have to think. We'd have to weigh very carefully. It's not an easy decision. I'm glad it's not our decision. There's Veronica. I'm so glad it's not ours to decide. I wonder what factors she'll use to make her decision. I guess the biggest factor will be which one she was sober enough to hear.
Calling the evil Veronica now.
Hi, Veronica. Hi, Veronica. I was going to say, I don't envy you this. Weren't all these kids the greatest?
Yeah, this is terrible.
This is terrible.
Isn't it terrible? Don't you think?
I don't know how you can do it, Veronica. You must be made of stone.
Veronica, don't you think Andy should give every kid $100?
Yes.
Well, I should give every kid $1,000, but I'm not.
Maybe not Cindy.
Cindy going to the aqueduct with her dad? Cindy would be my first choice. Because number one, Cindy has a plan. Cindy wouldn't waste it on some charity. Cindy would put it on a sure thing.
Yeah, Cindy, 8 years old, wants to go put the $100 on Mambo at the Gym. That's the first race.
She wants to play the ponies.
At the aqueduct, 12:20 p.m., 8-1 odds.
Okay, who else did we hear from?
Cindy would win $800.
Who else did we hear from?
We heard from ISO, 8 years old, wants to give money to the church, which they're renovating.
And help her brother?
And help her brother out.
Who else did we hear from?
We heard from Evan and Molly, but they're not eligible because they're family.
Guys, I would give it to you.
Maisie was 9 years old and wanted to use the money to buy a sewing machine to make presents for her family.
A sewing machine, Veronica. Did you hear that call?
I did.
You are made of stone, Veronica.
She makes stuffed animals.
How could you say no to her, Veronica? Or ISO? Veronica.
Luke was 10 years old. It would probably buy some Magic the Gathering cards.
And some video games. Yes, God bless them.
Max, 8 years old, wanted to donate money to charity and also save up part of it.
Save up part of it, Veronica, for a phone or a Bible.
Was that the phone or the Bible?
A phone or Bible, Veronica.
I think so, yeah.
What kind of heartless beast are you, Veronica? A phone or a Bible? How can you say no? Go ahead, Ken.
Jackson was 11 years old, and he wanted to give half of it to a chemotherapy charity.
Dear God, Veronica.
And the other half to the Lions Club.
Oh, my God. I love all these kids.
Daisy in Tulsa, 10 years old, wanted to give it to her church,
especially
the angel tree.
The angel tree, Veronica. The angel tree.
Xavier was 12 years old, wants to buy some die-cast planes. He's especially into commercial airliners.
He's the most honest kid I ever met. He wants to spend it on himself. He's following his own bliss.
Cleo, 9 years old, wants to give at least part of the money to WFMU. That's all you need to know.
And donate it to save some birds.
Save the birds.
So it's a little yin and yang. It's evil and good, kind of split.
Audubon Society. Yeah, Audubon
the
Society.
The Dr. Jekyll part of her wants to save the birds. The Mr. Hyde part, WFMU. And who else?
Kestrel.
Charity. She was
charity.
A sweetheart.
Oh, she was so sweet.
That's right. All she could think about was others.
Charity, other people, helping other people. I didn't take careful notes.
Rachel's a real angel.
She is. Okay, Veronica, you have to decide, and I don't envy you this, but we only have one gift to give away.
I just want to apologize to all the kids who don't win.
I want to say to all the kids who don't win, you're welcome. Uncle Andy has taught you an invaluable lesson, a priceless lesson. He gave you a gift much more valuable than any $100 bill. You're welcome.
And any parents, I'll send you a bumper sticker or something for the kids who didn't win.
Yeah, a bumper sticker. Hey, kids, you're getting a bumper sticker from Uncle Ken. Sit by that mailbox.
Andy won't
Don't
do
blink.
It.
Just wait for that mail truck. Your bumper sticker's on its way. Okay, Ken. Veronica.
It's who Veronica. Is Ken?
Oh, by the way, if you don't decide by 7 o'clock, I'm keeping it. Oh, that's the end. Oh, I'm going to keep it.
No.
I'm going to keep. Oh, this is like Sophie's Choice.
It's a really terrible.
It's like Sophie's Choice.
To be in, I just want to say.
This is so terrible.
God.
I'm going to keep it.
You're the worst person in the world.
For children who didn't win $100, but whose answers or personalities I really enjoyed. I mean, actually, they all get honorable mentions.
I'm going to keep this. I got a feeling she won't decide.
Everybody gets an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Everybody gets an honorable mention, especially Kestrel.
Not just an honorable mention, an honorable mention and a bumper sticker. Okay. A Kestrel, right?
And Cindy, whose dad I hope gets help for his gambling addiction.
If it was up to me, Cindy would be getting this.
this is a terrible.
We're out of time.
I'm keeping it. You know what I'm going to buy with it? Snickers bars.
It's a lot of Snickers bars.
Oh yeah, baby.
Especially if you get the miniatures. Get the miniatures.
This is so terrible, guys.
Yes, Andy put you up to it, didn't he?
He did. Of course he did.
I didn't want to do this.
He threatened to fire me, Ken.
Just like he got that pit boss fired.
If I didn't go along with this.
I'm loving this.
Please,
Veronica,
Paris.
you have 15 seconds.
Okay, God. Can I just split it between two children?
I wish you could. It's only $100 bill. There's one envelope.
It's only one $100 bill.
You're a bad person, Andy Breckman.
So I can keep it?
Hurry.
I'm going to go with Cleo.
Cleo's the winner.
Because Cleo will donate it to her charity, the bird charity, and also
the Audubon Society.
I'll tell you what won me over.
What?
Cleo, the specificity of wanting to save the California condor
right.
rang very true to me.
A delicious bird.
She doesn't eat the birds.
Right. And then there was a little kickback involved back to WFMU.
Okay, we have to go.
Exactly, a little kickback. And then sharing with her brother, which I don't believe that's going to happen.
Veronica, we got to go. We're out of time.
Veronica, you made a very wise choice, and all the kids were great.
Thank you, Veronica.
Have a Merry Christmas, all you kids.
Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Now, how can Cleo's get in touch with us?
Email me, ken@wfmu.org.
Okay, and we'll address the envelope.
And stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
This is Death, Sex, and Money.
Her boyfriend died?
Yeah.
So where is she?
The show from WNYC about the things we think about a lot.
And I'm pretty sure you're in love with me, too.
Pretty sure, huh?
And need to talk about more.
And this creep is making billions off screwing over people this way.
I'm Anna Sale.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I miss it. Way down in it.
Good evening.
Hello.
This is In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
Did we confuse you with that introduction?
Oh my God.
Wasn't that funny?
It must be.
So this isn't Death, Sex, and Money. This is In Real Life. And
Girls on Fire.
Or Girls on Fire, if you have been following us on Instagram, or if you're a fan of 7 Second Delay, which airs before us. Just depends on who you ask.
We also now have a Twitter account.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Twitter, not Instagram. Which one is Instagram?
That's the one with the pictures.
That's the one with the pictures. I like the one with the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. I like things. But we've got now, if people want to follow us, In Real Life W, I don't even know what it is.
It's hashtag. It's that little like.
It's In Real Life WFMU.
It's the pound symbol. Mm-hmm. But it means hashtag.
You're too young to sound like an old lady.
You're never too young to sound like an old lady.
This is why I like you, Emily. You're my kind of old lady in a young little body.
I'm going to bed right after this. So we have a special show for you guys tonight. I'm really excited.
I think this is such a catch. Mm-hmm. This is great. I don't know if you guys are as big into podcasts as we are, but this is kind of a big one as far as I'm concerned. I'm a huge fan. And without further ado, I mean, let's just tell you who we caught here.
Who we booked here. Yeah. Anna Sale, who is the brilliant mind behind the podcast Death, Sex, and Money from WNYC Studios. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she just does, the premise behind the show is in the title. It's Death, Sex, and Money. And it's what she says at the beginning of each episode is it's the show where we talk about the things that we all think about and need to talk about more. Mm-hmm. And that's.
But she's landed enormous guests as well.
I mean,
she's had Sotomayor on.
Mm-hmm. Gloria Steinem.
I mean, just you have to just go back to her show and listen to it because she's fantastic. But this week we thought we kind of flip the microphone around and ask a interviewer, like an expert interviewer, and we interview that interviewer.
We're doing a mega show.
No. It's not a mega show. It's a meta show.
But I already had my Megadeth all queued up.
No,
Yeah, I did.
No, Emily, it's okay. Meta.
So we're doing a meta show where we interview an interviewer, mm-hmm. and then, because we're both interviewers, we interview each other.
And then, even to get deeper than that, guys, you can call us and ask us questions. So you can be the interviewer.
You're the listener, and you get to be the interviewer, and we get to be the interviewee.
That is mega.
And your son's mega. Yeah, we're cool. This is why we don't have a music show.
I don't even know if that is Megadeth.
I think
that's Metadeth.
It is. It's Countdown to Extinction. Whatever. Where are my metalheads at? Anyway, do you want to just go ahead and listen to what Miss Anna Sale had to say? We had a great interview with her today.
Mm. I guess so. Yeah. I think we should. Yes, let's do it. I'm very excited.
Okay, here we go.
My name is Anna Sale. I host the show Death, Sex, and Money
which is a podcast from WNYC Studios.
And how did Death, Sex, and Money come about?
I've been actually thinking about it that a lot these last few days, given the election. I 4 years ago in 2012, I was covering the presidential campaign for WNYC. I'd been a reporter for public radio newsrooms for almost, I guess, about 8 years at that point, mostly covering politics. And I had sort of gotten to a place where I was feeling like I was covering more artifice than actual reality. And